WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 36 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. In less than 3 weeks, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents will take action on changing how faculty members can contribute to the selection of department heads, deans, and other academic leaders. That was the primary topic at yesterday's meeting of the A&M Faculty Senate.
The yes-no votes that we take, we can still take them, but they will be advisory, not mandatory votes.
Provost Carol Fierke says the changes are coming from the regents in part because of how the faculty eliminated three candidates from the search for the next dean of College of Agriculture.
There were five candidates and 20% of the ag faculty voted and knocked out three of the five candidates. So I think that that was a defining moment.
Fierke also said a recommendation for the next ag school dean is also expected to be considered when the regents meet February 7th through the 9th in College Station. Enrollment in local charter schools is going down. That was among the statements at last night's Bryan School Board meeting as the governing body prepares the week after next to consider refinancing old bonds at a lower interest rate. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws said the bond companies consider charter school enrollment and debt load along with what's happening in Bryan ISD.
I mean, it's different for public schools these days right now because, you know, as they do come in, we are looking at how we can achieve additional revenue, and that's with a TRE, which we were successful with, and student enrollment. So I'm looking at both of those. They wanted to know how we were preparing for that.
The week after next, the Bryan Board will vote on bond refinancing that could save the district almost $5 million. Multiple agencies assisted College Station firefighters with a wildfire yesterday afternoon. CSFD reports homes were threatened west of Welburn Road near Barron Cutoff, but none were damaged and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire, which burned 10 acres, were downed power lines. 35 firefighters and 17 vehicles were on the scene for around 90 minutes. Calls being made to the local 211 information service that's provided through donations to United Way of the Brazos Valley includes those having to choose between paying higher power bills and other expenses.
Sometimes the resources run out for utilities or rent assistance or those types of things, so we try to offer other opportunities for them to call and maybe get help. Go ahead and pay that utility bill, but then get help in other areas.
United Way Vice President Peggy Goss says 211 operators can direct callers to agencies that provide utility and food assistance, among other areas. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 36 degrees. Text or call us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Love coming home to a clean and fresh home? Appreciate having extra time for family and friends? The satisfied customers of Molly Maid know you can have that and more. A clean home and more free time provided by Molly Maid Cleaning Pros can be yours right now. Call today and save $50 when you sign up for regular service. Call Molly Maid at 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700 or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
For well over 10 years, Intercon has been telling consumers that vinyl windows are the best option for this climate. Now, there are a number of vendors offering a vinyl solution, but don't be misled. All vinyl windows are not the same. Changing the windows in your home is a major investment that you only want to do once. Ask to see a sample window and use your common sense. Does the window look and feel solid and substantial? Look at how the window operates. Does it have a continuous balance system or a cheap setup with pulleys and strings? Ask about the U factor and solar heat gain coefficient, which are standard energy performance metrics. Finally, ask about who will be installing the window and who will be standing behind the warranty. At Intercon, we use the Burris TechView line of windows made to our size specifications installed by Intercon full-time employees. We stand behind our products with industry-leading limited lifetime warranties. Trust your neighbors at Intercon with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Good morning, it's 7:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
The day off to a cool start, but plenty of sunshine will help temperatures recover today. They should be able to climb back to about 60 to 65 later this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, lows dropping back to 35 to 40. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. Temperatures will return to 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. It's clear tomorrow night, lows will be around 40. Looking ahead to Thursday, we'll see abundant sunshine, and we're slightly milder. Highs Thursday afternoon near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, number 15, Texas A&M Women's Hoops picked up a big win last night, rallying past LSU 69-59. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Gary Blair after that victory. Of course, the guys will be looking to repeat that tonight. They'll be heading to Baton Rouge to take on LSU, and Tyler Davis says the guys are playing with a little swagger in this two-game win streak they've got.
It's confidence, and it's also just coming with us playing with a better effort. I think guys are playing harder. I think we're making a better effort to rebound down low and make it easier on the guards. So I think it's collectively, and it also comes with confidence, yeah.
Hopefully they can keep that going this evening when they visit the Tigers. We'll talk a little bit more about that matchup, as well as some other things going on in college men's hoops. And, of course, the Texas Rangers stopped by town last night for their winter caravan. All that more coming up in sports.
So there you go.
There you are.
I'm really in a quandary because I think in 12 minutes, they announced the Oscar nomination.
Oh,
yeah.
Which is something that has always held no interest for me at all. But since Mr. Downs goes to movies, then, you know, he would get annoyed with me.
Because, if you didn't mention it?
Well, in years past, what they do is they usually have a satellite feed of the audio that we can get. And what I would do is I would just bring up the audio in the room before they started the announcements, which was usually people getting breakfast and you heard just chattering, clinking glasses and that kind of thing. And then once they started the announcement, I'd turn it down. He didn't like that.
You don't say.
And then there was the year that all I did was for the nominees just gave their first names, you know, so that people could, if they were interested, they could find out.
Yeah, and you want to be, you know, you want to feel more informal, like you.
Exactly. So, and I believe that I'm right in this now because I saw something last week that said movie attendance is down 24% from last year.
Wow.
Okay.
And the reason is that people are just seeing these shows in different ways now. The delivery system has changed. I say all that, though, but, you know, Kate's going to be in, I think, this morning from the chamber.
And she loves
movies. And she is really the movie person. And, you know, we probably could end up having an extended discussion over the Oscar nomination. So I got to see, first of all, if I can find the satellite feed out there. And if I can, then maybe we can record it. And then we could have Kate talk about the nominees.
So they have like a big presentation and stuff when they announce the nominees?
Yeah,
I've never seen that
before. That's, of course, you may be working. Actually, you're probably asleep because you consider if it's 7:22 here, it's 5:22 in California.
That's where they're doing it at.
Yeah, exactly. And I forget, they got a couple of semi-popular
Why
actors.
So early?
Well, so it can be on the morning shows on the
in
East
New
Coast.
York.
See?
Yeah.
Because those
Good Morning America on the Today Show.
If it's important in New York, then it's, of course, important to the entire world.
To all
world.
Of us.
Well, I guess I wonder why they announce the nominees, and then they have these celebrities go up there so they can announce them. What's the point of that? Why not just announce the winner right off the bat?
Oh, no. The idea is that you stand there, and you have to have people who would ooh and ah. You get the audience reaction.
Yeah.
That's what's important, so that you know that.
A bunch of celebrities.
Yeah.
That are sitting there patting themselves on the back.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so here we're trying to find you the perfect job.
Because I'm looking.
Several hints. If you're sick and tired of working your fingers to the bone and you're ready to taste the good life, B&M chain of stores in England has your chance, literally.
Okay.
The Daily Meal report, it's what they're called, the Daily Meal, reports the company is on the hunt for a chicken nugget connoisseur.
Zach's excitement. Yeah.
Well, it's England.
The lucky contender must be serious about their fried fowl. The job posting states that the ideal candidate will have experience keeping a 20-piece box of McNuggets to themselves or manage to save their plate while taking a header into the buffet. The new hire will be paid in a monthly store certificates. Hey, by the way, I saw a commercial for Golden Corral this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did it say, we'll cut you off if you eat too much?
Was Jeff Foxworthy in it?
No. Oh. But what I found fascinating was, I don't know if one of y'all would Google Golden Corral location finder.
That's already saved in Zach's internet history, so I'm going to
I know where the one is here.
No, that's not what I want to know.
Okay.
Because here's my point. Have you, if I ask you, what do you think it costs to go to Golden Corral, would you know the answer?
I would guess, but no, I don't know.
Oh,
the
you're
answer.
Talking about to go and get
to
a
go
meal,
eat. Right? To go eat.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you get.
Well, no,
does
it's
it?
All,
no, it's a buffet.
So. Yeah, it's a buffet.
What do you mean
deal?
It depends on what you
well,
get?
I mean, you can. Well, if you listen to Jeff Foxworthy when he does his commercials, you can also pay like $3.99 and get a to go box.
Oh, yeah,
you can
yeah.
You
yeah,
can get.
Yeah.
I mean, are you getting drinks with
yeah.
it?
No, I'm talking just walking in the door. Because
what does a buffet cost? Yeah.
$8.99. I'm just guessing. $8.99.
Okay. I would guess $11.99.
It's $13.99.
Oh,
now,
really?
But here's my point. That's why I want to know where Golden Corrals are, because if you go to a Golden Corral in College Station, Texas, and you get this for $13.99,
mm-hmm.
what if you go to a Golden Corral in Orlando?
Ooh.
Or a Golden Corral in San Jose.
Because those are more expensive
exactly.
cities.
Do they put more macaroni
oh my gosh.
And cheese?
There's
cheese
a lot there. In Orlando, just FYI.
Are there?
Oh, well, wait a minute. No,
there's
no,
a lot
no.
of old people in Orlando.
I was zoomed in a little bit. I didn't see this is actually just mid Florida here,
okay,
Central
but that's
Florida.
Okay, that's but that's
there's
my
still
point.
A lot.
Is I don't know, you know, is seafood better because it's more abundant over there? Is there more of that? Do they stick with the turnip greens and mashed
right.
potatoes and stuff like that? And your meat choices are
ooh,
limited.
Ooh, that's interesting. Do your sides change
yep.
based on region?
I'm pretty sure it all comes in the same frozen packages.
Because not everybody loves collard greens.
Well, I know, but that's the thing is they may not ship collard greens to their Wyoming stores.
Right.
They not have collard greens in Wyoming?
Maybe they're not as popular.
The show about nothing.
I'm just saying. I don't know. These
so
are
what
the
is
challenges.
Zach looking for?
Well, I was going to see
yeah.
if they had it, but now that you've that's good enough. You've answered the question.
They have them.
You know, they
Central
do not.
Florida, where it's expensive.
They do not have a Golden Corral in Wyoming.
No, they oh. don't. Huh?
So there you go.
No,
they have one in Montana.
Have any in California? Cali got any?
Oh man, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me scroll
I'm
over
sure.
here a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, none in. Well, hold on.
Yeah,
it's like an interactive map, so then they
oh.
pop up if you scroll
oh,
over.
Sure.
They don't have any in Great Northern California, it looks like.
Oh, okay.
And none in Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, San Fran probably banned them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, and Oregon probably banned
yeah,
them as well.
For
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's enough. I had never seen a price advertised. I had no idea. I had no idea what it cost.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I went to Golden Corral like when my kids were 10. So
right, it's been a while.
It's been a while. I just kind of wondered.
Well,
what it
Scott, what
now.
Are you doing for lunch today?
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's 7:19. Okay, I'm pretty jazzed here. I think I have found the audio for the Academy Award nominations. So I'm gonna. It starts in just a few seconds. I think.
Okay.
It says we're waiting for the Oscars, the big announcement.
Ooh. Okay.
7:20. So.
Oh.
I'm gonna turn this up and we'll
seven,
see. So yeah.
Six. Five. Four. Three. Two, one.
Yeah, they must be on a different.
Hey, in real news, there is an accident. 2018 northbound, right before the Leonard Road intersection.
Okay. Sorry.
Nope, that's okay. That's all I have. No, so we got a text. So if you're in that area, there might be some delays and some backup right before the Leonard Road intersection, northbound 2818.
All right, got it. The announcement says here the program will start in a minute and 50 seconds.
Ooh, so excellent.
How long does this thing take?
Forever.
I don't know. I want to say they're done in about 10 or 12 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, right. So it's not.
Because, I mean,
they got to go through all the nominees.
Well, the actual awards ceremony takes forever.
Well, yeah, they do best foreign film and animation and all that sort of garbage. So, hey, in the meantime.
Well, and it has, like, performances and stuff.
Yeah.
This doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly thought this was a new sound bed that you were trying out when you were doing the weather.
Yeah, it was.
At the end of last hour.
Yeah, it was. I'm trying to do something a little different.
I mean, it's nice. I like it. It's very soothing.
Thank you. We're going to work on that. So, Budweiser has fallen out of the top three of America's three most popular beers.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. CNN reports that Bud was the best-selling beer in U.S. America until 2001, when it got knocked off the list by Bud Light.
Okay.
And that's in the family.
Oh, so yeah. Okay.
But Budweiser.
Then it got pushed down to third in 2011 by Coors Light. Now Miller Light has pushed Bud down to fourth.
Wow.
I don't know if I've ever, I mean, yes, maybe, but, you know, not ever.
Yeah.
But I don't see people drinking Budweiser.
No, you don't.
It's not a lot of folks.
Bud Light or Miller Light or, as you said, Coors Light.
So number one is Bud Light. Number two is Coors Light. Number three is Miller Light. Number four is Budweiser. Number five, amazing, Michelob Ultra Light, which has come out of nowhere. And then number six is I can't afford anything better. Number seven is that's all the money I have. Number eight is have you got money for this? Number nine is Bush. And number 10, Keystone Light.
Keystone Light. Oh, good times. Good times.
Awesome.
I feel like playing beer pong right now.
All right, 7:22.
Thought it was supposed to start.
I know.
Hello. Hello, celebrities. Hello.
We tried.
It may be there. And if so, then I'll capture it.
All right.
So that we can have it later because.
The envelopes, please.
Oh, yeah.
The envelopes.
By the way, more importantly, we'll have the nominees for the Razzies as well, which worst shows, the worst movies.
You open it, darling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're doing little. These are little vignettes of what. It shows video of people excitedly watching. The announcements.
The announcements.
Yeah.
This is the 90th annual. That's
Jeez. We've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time. People haven't
It's a pretty
cared.
Big anniversary.
Yeah, it really is. So. Oh, hey.
Hey.
It looks like Dude Perfect has challengers.
Oh, really?
It looks like Dude Perfect
Is it the golf trick shot guys?
No, it's a group of Australian basketball trick shots.
Okay.
They have set a new record. The team calls themselves How Ridiculous.
Okay.
They're on YouTube. They posted a clip showing team member Derek Heron.
Welcome to nominations for the 90th Academy
Award. Oh, they couldn't get a better reader.
Yeah, this guy's really pumping me up for it.
I'm riveted.
Is this not awesome? This is the kind of audio we need to have.
This has been a remarkable year for the movies.
This is 5:23 West Coast time. This guy's putting so many people to sleep.
All right, so anyway, we got rid of that.
This has been a remarkable year for the movies.
They need to ask me and us to come represent. I think we would do a great job.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, the video clip that's on YouTube from the group called How Ridiculous, Derek Heron sinking a basketball throw from the top of an African waterfall.
Oh.
to a hoop 660 feet and 10 inches below.
Wow.
They broke their own previous Guinness record for the greatest height from a basketball shot, which was 593 feet. There can't be a lot of places in the world where you can do that. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you got to find some place that's tall enough.
Yep, but nonetheless, there you go. So there's Dude Perfect.
I can't even imagine with the wind factor, too. I mean,
right.
All of that. And no telling how long, how many takes do you have to take before
oh, no, I'm
you
sure
finally
get,
that?
Oh, I'm sure
first
you get
try,
it.
First
oh,
try, first
sure
try.
But that's what it is.
But that's the other thing is the basketball is going to hit the rim with such force, I would think you'd break it or knock it over or something.
Or it yeah, bounces right true. Back to you.
It's good something point. Like that. But anyhow, so it's out there. If you have nothing else to do today, then do that.
Well, one of our texters texted in and said, my papa would go to Golden Corral at lunch price and stay until dinner.
Yes!
All the
yes.
workers knew him.
He knew how to work
the system.
I said,
beating the system. Love yep. it.
All the workers knew him.
Yep.
Okay. I know that's... Probably that's good. That's a badge of honor. There's
yeah, yeah.
no doubt about that.
Well, you probably just have to get there right before the lunch
say.
Price ends,
right.
And then you know,
make
stay
the
through
shift.
Dinner.
See,
and you know, just pace yourself, kind of go back and forth.
Do you think they're slow to restock right at that point? You know what I'm saying? Mm. As they're switching over to dinner, do you think they're a little slower in bringing the new mashed potatoes?
I don't know. Do they bring new mashed potatoes for dinner,
or do they just
the other
layer
question? They just kind of leave
top.
Them there. Yeah, just like mix them around a little bit.
The question. Of Golden Corral. We got them for you this morning.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 726. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Got to be nice today. About 66, winds out of the north at 5 to 10, but I'll be okay. Down about 38 tonight, and then we'll continue that pattern all week long. We'll be in the probably mid to lower 60s, and our low temperature tonight will be in the upper 30s. Now, chance of showers on Friday at 30%, but on Saturday, 40% chance of rain. The good news is our temp will be 70, so should be okay. Right now, winds are kind of calm out there, 62% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 36 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats caved on the government shutdown. They couldn't even shut down the government as long as it gets shut down on a three-day weekend, like the Martin Luther King weekend. This was pathetic. They bombed royally, and everybody knows it. Let me read you some tweets. A guy named Matt Visor, who is the Deputy Washington Bureau Chief, Boston Globe. Democrats have managed to accede to Republican demands, demoralize their energized base, give a disengaged president a win, and look like they held a meaningless three-day government shutdown all at once. We're not used to this. The Democrats are the ones that have their own base upset at them. Nancy Pelosi, I don't see there's any reason. I'm speaking personally. I'm hearing from my members to support what was put forth. Why did we stop the shutdown? Unnecessary. They stopped it because they had nothing. They had no end game. This was all to embarrass and humiliate Trump because that's all they've got. And Trump said, I've given you everything you've asked for three times. You say no? Okay, fine. You own it. Britt Hume, I doubted it was possible. Democrats have actually lost a shutdown fight. Schumer's agreed to end the filibuster in exchange for nothing. Make no mistake, they caved. Isn't it great to see the Democrat base finally upset at their side?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 36 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The week after next, the Bryan School Board will consider refinancing old bond issues that could save the district a total of nearly $5 million. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws told the board last night what their bond representative has learned about recent enrollment at local charter schools.
Some debt things that some of the local charters had that showed that their total enrollment has been declining over the last several years. So that's a very positive for us. So that mainly it is what impact that they've had on us. And of course, the new one, we don't have any information at this point to provide because they have not been in our area.
Draws says bond companies will look favorably on the results of last October's special election, where voters supported increasing state funding by raising the property tax rate for maintenance and operations, which followed the school board lowering the tax rate on bond and indebtedness. Faculty members at Texas A&M could soon have less direct impact on the selection of academic leaders. Provost Carol Fierke told the Faculty Senate yesterday the Board of Regents at their next meeting will take action that faculty votes on selecting deans and department heads, among others, will become advisory and not mandatory.
I didn't start this policy change, and I did ask them for more time, so we would have more time to talk about how we could respond to it, but I was unsuccessful in getting that.
Dr. Fierke says one of the things that led the regents to taking away the mandatory faculty approval was faculty members rejecting three of five finalists for Dean of the College of Agriculture.
Certainly, there was a sense that the geoscience dean search was perhaps negatively. Now, again, I wasn't here for that one, so that's gossip. I have certainly had some deans tell me that there were things that they thought they should be doing that they didn't think they could do because they might get a negative vote. I've heard the same thing from department chairs.
Fierke says the proposed change to be considered by the regents when they meet in College Station February 7th through the 9th will also apply to A&M System agency deputy and associate directors. Local police are looking for suspects in a variety of recent crimes.
Three criminal reports taken by Bryan Police last Friday includes hearing about a semi driver with a company from Florida who quit and failed to return the trailer that contained $30,000 of food. The $15,000 semi and the trailer with the food were found the next day. Two incidents took place at convenience stores. Bryan Police looking for a man who threatened a convenience store manager with a knife. This was last Friday at Ponzio's Food Mart on Highway 21. Manager told police a customer who was told to leave after trying to fight returned with the weapon. Suspect left when the manager called police. Bryan Police also looking for those who forced their way into a tobacco barn on North Texas last Friday morning around 5:30. an undisclosed list of items was taken. An armed robbery Saturday night at an East Bryan home is still under investigation. A 13-year-old victim in the house on Clark Street, located in the Castle Heights neighborhood off Highway 21 east of the freeway, told police two masked men had guns and took electronics. The rest of the family had left a short time before the robbery. In College Station, police received 8 reports of vehicle burglaries from one location last Thursday. All 8 vehicles were parked outside the service department at College Station Ford. According to CSPD, all the vehicles were unlocked, but nothing was missing. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Downed power lines were the cause of a grass fire yesterday afternoon in South College Station. No one was hurt and no structures were damaged, though some homes were threatened west of the intersection of Welburn Road and Barron Cutoff. The College Station Fire Department reported multiple agencies were called out, resulting in 35 firefighters and 17 vehicles from multiple departments being on the scene for the better part of 2 hours. About 10 acres were burned as firefighters dealt with northwest winds between 15 and 30 miles an hour. If you haven't already received your January power bill, be prepared for sticker shock. There are many who are wondering where they'll come up with the money. The 211 call center, staffed by United Way of the Brazos Valley, can provide assistance.
211, if you just give them a call, they can help with different various resources that are available to help with utility assistance in town.
United Way Vice President Peggy Goss says 211 operators can also direct callers to other assistance.
Just in case you have other issues that might come into play, like needing food pantry assistance, those types of things, they'll kind of talk through your issue with you and not only kind of give you some places to call for utilities, but also for other things as well.
The Brazos Valley's 211 service has received around 350,000 calls in its 15-year history. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 36 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank. Or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun. And 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
Texas A&M Engineering Experiment Station seeks an instructional designer, too, to work as part of the remote learning team that designs, redesigns, develops, and maintains high-quality, technology-mediated remote learning courses, such as inverted flipped, blended hybrid, online distance education, etc., with the College of Engineering. The position requires a bachelor's degree and 2 years of experience. For more information on the specific job duties and responsibilities for this position and to apply, go to tamus.wd1.myworkdayjobs.com/TEES_external. That's tamus.wd1.myworkdayjobs.com/TEES_external. This position is listed as posting number R-000813. Texas A&M Engineering Experiment Stations is an equal opportunity affirmative action veterans disability employer committed to diversity.
7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here are the numbers.
High pressure should keep the weather sunny throughout the day. Cool this morning. Temperatures will be mild this afternoon, anywhere from 60 to 65 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy conditions are likely. Overnight lows 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine's with us throughout the day. We're 60 to 65. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 40. Sunny weather in the forecast Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon should be very close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops got a big win last night, 69-59 over LSU. They had to rally a little bit to get it, but they did get the victory. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Gary Blair following the win. Now the guys will be looking to repeat that this evening as they head to Baton Rouge to take on LSU. They've won two straight, and that gives Tyler Davis and company a little swagger.
It's confidence, and it's also just coming with us playing with a better effort. I think guys are playing harder. I think we're making a better effort to rebound down low and make it easier on the guards. So I think it's collectively, and it also comes with confidence, yeah.
We'll talk more about that matchup, as well as some other college men's games going on last night. And, of course, the Texas Rangers caravan, the winter caravan, stopped by Bluebell last night. Here a little bit from Delino DeShields, Rangers outfielder. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Okay, the nominees are all in, and so we'll do that later.
They're all in? It's done?
Wow, that was quick.
They did a real production this year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they had, for instance, I tuned over to look at the video. I'm sorry I wasn't listening to every second of your news, but I tuned over to where they were.
It's fine.
Whatever.
They were about to do the nomination.
That's why I do it six times in 3 hours, so maybe right. You'll catch all of it.
Exactly. The original score, and they have some lady standing there, and she slings her arm across all this glassware, and it breaks.
Cool.
And then they cut back to the people who are doing this. And they had already, it's clear they recorded this. It's not live.
Oh.
Which is so lame.
Because none of them could. Because
they couldn't be up that early.
Yeah, they're never going to wake up at 5:20 in the morning or whatever.
Well, and they decided the only people who show up, of course, are media pond scum.
Right.
And we're not going to put a big buffet out for them. You know, we'll just get it out there. We'll push it out in all the different social media. If you want to find it right now, you can. So
they don't need free food, the media.
Exactly right.
Honestly, that's why I go to most of the events that I go to.
That's why we're in media, yeah, Zach.
To get free stuff.
This is kind of sad, but it's kind of sweet. A 68-year-old guy in New Zealand, name is Michael Joyce, diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2010. But he's been with his wife, Linda, for 34 years. And she stuck through all of this with him.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this month, he forgot they were married, and he proposed again.
Oh.
She's sitting in a lounge chair at their house when he walked into the room looking kind of nervous and asked, "Will you marry me?" And, of course, rather than say, "Well, we're already married," she said, "Of course I would."
Oh, that is sweet.
Isn't that pretty cool?
That is cool.
She said she didn't want to ruin the moment for him.
Yeah.
Figured he'd probably forget about it the next day anyway, but he didn't. The next morning he woke up and said, "When could they go out on a date?"
Oh.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So her friends helped
proposal,
her.
Then date.
That's
got it.
Right. Uh-huh. Her friends helped.
That's what I'm hoping for.
The proposal right up front. Okay.
Yeah.
And we got the do's and don'ts for dating. We're still going to do that
today.
Oh,
good, good.
Let you know. But in the meantime, her friends helped her plan a lakeside ceremony this past Saturday. Local wedding photographer did photos for free. Says that she kept expecting Michael to forget about it all next week, but he never did. She said it's been absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's very cool. Sweet. There. That sounds like a Nicholas Sparks movie written all over it.
That sounds like some
real life love story.
I don't know who that is. Who's Nicholas
Sparks? Oh, he writes all the gushy, like The Notebook. He was the author. So he writes all those romance novels that eventually get turned into movies.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you. Well, with that in mind.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute
Good
Inside
timing.
A Woman's Head.
Yeah.
Hey, an Evite. I've already been invited to a Super Bowl party. It says dress in the colors of your favorite team and then we'll see who everyone favors when you get here. I don't even know who's playing. When was that decided? I guess I'll wear my old cheerleader jacket from high school because that's the last time I ever really paid attention to football.
There you go.
Okay, that's not true at all. I had no idea what was going on. All I knew is if our fans started cheering, I'd jump up and down. And if they were yelling and cursing, I'd yell, "Defense!" or something. I don't even know. I was more about finding out what everyone was doing after the game. The game was just the pre-party to the real fun. And it'll be the same at this party. I just want to go to socialize and drink and eat and watch the commercials. Oh, Oh, I'll have to avoid the ones that get leaked on the internet this week because I like to see them live. I guess I'll be playing defense at my computer. I just made a football joke. Go me!
And that was another episode of One Minute.
That could not be the more opposite of what goes on in my head.
I understand. Oh, yeah. All right, you're right, but you're
but
atypical.
It was funny. I know, because right. I'm a guy.
Because they've been playing today.
Okay. When was that decided?
And here we go.
And now it's time for another
did a lot of music.
A few seconds inside a man's head.
Well, despite the fact that we had plenty of sunshine, we still had a little.
Is this a weather report or an evening gown competition?
Sunny, but it was still a little bit nippy. In fact,
man, that is a tight dress.
With, as a ridge of high pressure begins to settle into the area,
take it to keep her full screen so we can see the high heels
through the middle of the week.
I have no idea what she just said about tomorrow's weather.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
That voice, that was like Batman was watching TV in the Batcave, the Christian Bale Batman.
Watching the weather woman.
Were the others.
Could well be.
Yeah, this is, a message for the guys that are on WTAW.
And girls.
Girl.
30, 625.
Girls.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical.
Sticking to that New Year's resolution. I like
and
it.
Been
in the
so
10.
Far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and
y'all
talking,
need to shut up.
Yeah, we do talk
laughing
a lot.
At their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays, that it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW. But don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio,
thanks for the call.
Not just stuff. You know, that... That's not that pressing. Thanks.
You
bye.
Know, she does call a lot. We really should call her back someday.
There's a reason why they watch all night long.
Bruno Mars.
You know, yeah. I really like Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno does good work.
He's like a little Puerto Rican Michael Jackson. More or less.
Sure.
Well, he is. He's from Puerto Rico.
Okay,
his family's Puerto Rican, and yeah, he's not very big. He's about, 5'5"?
I don't know. And you can't sit still when the music's going.
You can't. And he's a really good
he
dancer.
He is very talented.
All right, so now if you're doing a little home remodel, you better keep an eye on your pets. A family in Norway couldn't find their cat after building a new staircase in their house. Several hours later.
Meow.
Yep. Something like that. The kitty had somehow become trapped inside the sealed staircase. Handy neighbor came by to rescue using a drill. Good they didn't use a circular saw. That would have freaked the cat out.
Yeah, very true.
Anyway, rescue was caught on video, so that's posted out on YouTube.
Cat
if you
in the
watch
stairs.
That this morning. And then, now, did either of you go look at the basketball shot?
Nope.
The basketball shot.
How ridiculous.
You're going to have to tell the sports guy exactly what's going on here.
We were talking about the guys from Australia.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about an actual game.
Oh,
okay, I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right.
It's been 10 minutes. I've forgotten already.
Hello?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Caller.
Well, I got a story about a cat that's not so lucky.
Oh.
We were talking about our house about 15 years ago, and it got up in our attic. It got sealed in, and then the stink was just horrible.
Well, there. Okay.
Didn't make it.
Thank you.
One
more reason that you wouldn't like cats, I guess. All right, 6:40.
Because they die?
7:47. We did not have a focus on the family today. We had technical difficulties. So
we need some focus on the family after that.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment. First of all, we'd like to thank you, Brazos Valley, for supporting us in our first year of business. We have been truly blessed with many wonderful customers. Here at ASAP Equipment, we have great New Year deals on all Yanmar excavators, skid steer attachments, Gravely mowers, and steel products. So if you need to upgrade some equipment for the new year, please keep ASAP Equipment in mind. Give John Jarvis a call at 690-1106 or visit us online at asapequip.com.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Guys, it's the 23rd of January. You are still so far ahead of the game. You know, it's going to be 3 weeks till Valentine's Day. So David Gardner's, I mean, perfect timing. You can get in there and they can take the time to get just exactly what you're looking for without any panic, and they can show you through. You know, it's not unusual for people, especially guys, to be intimidated when you go into a jewelry store because you just kind of feel like that's foreign territory to you. You're not there a lot. Don't know exactly where to go to, where to start. It's all right. It's okay. They've been doing this for a long time at David Gardner's. They understand that all you need to do is answer a few questions, think about some stuff, and go, oh, yeah, that'd be a good way to go. And David Gardner's has all sorts of different designs because all sorts of different tastes when it comes to jewelry. Maybe you'll find something that's a DG original that they've created right there at David Gardner's, or could be one of the other jewelry designers that he represents as well. But the most important thing is that you got time to go shop. So use the expertise of David Gardner's and his staff. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're getting thrown off a little bit. Apologize. This sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. Don't start the new year in pain. Contact Biosystem Fitness for a free consultation. Biosystem Fitness, improving the quality of life for people of all ages. Good morning at 7:50. Number 15, Texas A&M women's basketball picked up yet another dub last night, besting LSU 69-59 at Reed. Coach Gary Blair said he eventually just had to let go of the reins. And now we seem to be having some trouble with the audio. There we go. Nope, still didn't work.
Do we need to take a commercial break or do something?
We're going to do this. We're going to wing it. Hold on just one sec. It was a really good game, by the way. The Aggies won 69-59. Enriel Howard had a really, really good game. She scored 21 points, also racked up 14 assists for the Georgia native. The Atlanta Georgia native was a junior. Also coming in very close was Jasmine Lumpkin with a triple-double. She scored 10 points to go along with 8 rebounds and a career-high 8 assists. With the victory, the ladies improved to 16-5 on the season, also 5-2 in SEC play. And so the wins just keep on coming for them, so that's always good. Now, in the men's game from last night, there were a couple of really big ones. There was one that was an upset up in Dallas, where the TCU Horned Frogs defeated number 7 West Virginia, and they didn't just beat them, they really beat them bad, 82-73. So down go the seventh-ranked Mountaineers. This was after TCU had really been struggling of late, but they finally put off the win. Vladimir Brodsianski scored 14 points and pulled down 10 rebounds in the W. Now, the Texas Longhorns got back on the winning track as well after being blown out by the West Virginia Mountaineers, 86-51. The Horns returned the favor last night with a 73-57 win over Iowa State. Freshman phenom Muhammad Bamba pulled down 12 rebounds and scored a career-high 24 points in the win. Now, elsewhere, number 6 Michigan State rolled over Illinois, 87-74. Virginia Tech toppled 10th-ranked North Carolina, 80-69, excuse me. And number 13 Ohio State held off visiting Nebraska, 64-59. Now, the Texas A&M men will be in action this evening as they head down to Baton Rouge to take on LSU. After suffering a 5-game losing skid, the Aggies have now rolled off 2 straight wins, giving big man Tyler Davis and company a little swagger.
It's confidence, and it's also just coming with us playing with a better effort. I think guys are playing harder. I think we're making a better effort to rebound down low and make it easier on the guards. So I think it's collectively, and it also comes with confidence, yeah.
Now, revenge will also be in the mind for Tyler and the guys. The Aggies fell to LSU back on January 6th, 69-68 on a buzzer-beating three. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock in Baton Rouge. Broadcast will be right here on WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. The Texas Rangers made a stop at Bluebell Park last night as part of the team's annual winter caravan. Representing the ball club were manager Jeff Bannister, TV play-by-play man Dave Raymond, pitcher Tony Barnett, and outfielder Delino DeShields.
We got a young group mixed with older guys, and it's always kind of been the same way, but our younger guys got to step up, and I'm excited to see transformation from last year or the past couple years to this year with some experience underneath their belts.
Rangers pitchers and catchers are set to report to spring training on February 14th, with the season officially kicking off on March 29th against Houston. Now for more sights and sounds from last night's caravan, head over to WTAW.com. The Rockets and Mavericks both picked up wins last night. James Harden looked to be back to his old self, scoring 28 points to lead Houston past Miami, 99-90. Meanwhile, Harrison Barnes scored 20 points and collected 10 boards as Dallas thumped Washington, 98-75. Tonight, the Spurs are back in action as they welcome the Cleveland Cavaliers to town. San Antonio is in a two-game skid, while Cleveland has dropped 6 of its last 8. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. The Dallas Stars return to the ice tonight as they play host to the Florida Panthers. Things get underway at 7:30 at the American Airlines Center. And Rafael Nadal has retired from the Australian Open. The top-ranked Nadal conceded his quarterfinal match with Marin Cilic in the fifth set after struggling with injury. The number 6-seeded Cilic advances to take on number 49 Kyle Edmund in the semifinal. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. On Newstalk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Biosystem Fitness of College Station, improving the quality of life for people of all ages.
I started seeing Dylan about 2 months ago. I came in for SI joint pain, which I'd been had for like 7 years. And Dylan's technique has really helped me. I'm able to run again, exercise, I'm doing full squats, and I'm living pain-free. And so I would recommend Dylan for anything.
Improve your lifestyle, reduce dysfunction, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go online to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun. And 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
We have one New Year's resolution. Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. The push is on to sell 100 new Chevrolets. Nothing held back. Like a new 2018 Chevy Silverado. Now save $10,500. Or save over $12,000 with bonus cash. We will not be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Save includes 6,000 factory incentives. 3771 discount. 750 option back in savings. Finance with GM for 1,000 bonus cash. With proof credit. Stock number 61089. Expires 1/31/18.
Couple of minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. In the next half hour, do's and don'ts for dating.
Yes.
Do's and don'ts for dating.
Yes.
Nice job on the sports.
Oh, thanks,
Scott. Nice save there.
Do what I can,
after,
you know.
After the computer's crash, because once again, we suddenly sound stupid when the computer's
crash.
It's not our fault.
That's the only time we sound stupid,
yeah,
right?
That's right, yeah.
By the way, I did go and watch that video of the basketball shot from the top of Malatsunyane.
Okay.
Falls in Lesotho, Africa.
Okay.
Awesome. Yep. Very, very cool. So, yeah, Dude Perfect has to answer back, I guess.
A California town has removed an unauthorized road sign. the city of Rancho Santa Margarita. Wow.
That sounds like a fun town.
It does. Says a local resident named Bob erected an official-looking green road sign. We've all seen them. This says Bob's house. Apparently, Bob wanted to make it easy for delivery drivers to find him.
Yeah, good idea.
Officials say they were not amused by the sign, but they don't plan to press any charges. A city spokesperson says, we're having a laugh along with everybody else. So he just put up one of those traditional green and white signs that said Bob's house. So the Amazon driver or the person delivering his Amazon could get it to him because, you know, GPS sometimes does you wrong. Oh, by the way, of course, also the next half hour or next hour, we'll have the some of the Oscar nominations, but all of the Razzie nominations.
Ooh, good.
Oh, good.
Because they're far more important than the Oscar
nominations.
Yeah, everybody
loves the Razzies.
True.
We just want to make sure you know that. Okay, this may be true and it may not be. We'll have to see if you can convince your teenager if it's true.
Okay.
But here's some advice if you have a teenager in your house.
Don't eat Tide Pods.
No. A new study has looked at how happy adolescents are compared to how much time they spend on their phones and computers.
Mm.
And the ones who are the happiest spend, you ready? An hour a day texting and video chatting and playing games. That's an hour for the entire day.
Only 1 hour.
Here's my thought. It may be true, but there's no way you'll convince them.
No, definitely not.
Anyway, that's the story. If you want to go find it, it's out there on
Work on
Medical
reducing that
Express.
Screen time.
Good luck. 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan.